Hi there, welcome back to the introductory video on financial accounting. In this video, we are going to learn the following topics. First, what is the meaning of accounting? Second, what purposes does accounting information serve? Third, who are the users of accounting information? Fourth, what are the various stages in an accounting cycle? Fifth, what are the major limitations of accounting? And the last topic that we are going to look at is a quick look at the differences between accounting and bookkeeping. These two terms are often used interchangeably by non-accountants. So, what is accounting? Accounting has often been described as the process of recording, summarizing, and more importantly, communicating the financial information of a business to its stakeholders. Now, let's try to understand this definition a little better. What do we mean by financial information? The term financial information refers to the transactions and events of a business that can be measured in terms of money. Typically, the questions that are asked of an accountant are the following. Is my business generating enough profits? Is the business financially sound? Are the returns generated by the business in line with the expectations of the owners or the investors of the business? Financial information is recorded by the accounting department in the books of accounts of the business. What do we mean by books of accounts? Books of accounts include records such as day books, journals, ledgers, etc. We will discuss all of these in greater detail in a subsequent video. Now, the financial information recorded in the books of accounts of a business is communicated with the stakeholders in the form of financial statements such as profit and loss account, balance sheet, statement of cash flows. Financial information is of utmost importance to the stakeholders. The term stakeholders refers to not just the shareholders or the owners, but also other groups such as lenders, suppliers, customers, even government authorities who would be impacted by the actions of a business and are therefore interested in the financial performance of the business. There are several reasons why accounting plays a very important role in organizations. Let's look at some of the reasons to understand what is the purpose of accounting. The primary role of accounting is to maintain a systematic record of all business events and transactions that have a financial impact on the functioning of the business. This systematic record helps the management, therefore, understand how well the business has performed financially. Has the business earned enough profits to justify its existence? What is the financial position of the business? Has the business got sufficient assets? Is the business generating sufficient cash to pay off the creditors or the lenders of the business? Are some of the critical questions that can be answered through proper accounting. Accounting information also aids in efficient running of the business. How? It helps the accountant keep track of the money earned, spent, and a proper record of assets, helps to keep the assets secure. Accounting is mandated in all countries by regulators. The mandate is intended to protect the interests of the shareholders and also to help regulators such as government authorities estimate the taxes to be levied on the businesses. So in India, the Institute of Chartered Accountants of India plays the key role of a regulator in regulating the practices of the accounting profession. Accounting also makes it possible for management to share information about the resources and activities of a business with its stakeholders, particularly the investors. Thank you. Moving on to users of accounting information. The big question is, who needs financial information about a business besides the owners? Well, you'll be surprised to know that there are several user groups that consistently and constantly seek financial information and use this information to take more informed business decisions. The user group can be broadly divided into two categories, internal users and external users. Internal users are owners, managers, and employees who actually work for the business. Accounting information is presented to internal users in the form of management reports or financial statements or even budgets. The owners need accounting information to decide whether the business is being managed efficiently or not, and also to evaluate whether the business is generating sufficient returns on the capital invested by them. The management, on the other hand, requires accounting information for analyzing the financial performance of the business for a particular period. This also helps them to take corrective measures wherever necessary. Employees also need accounting information or financial information to assess whether the company's profitability is good and also analyze the impact of the profitability on their remuneration and future job prospects. Moving on to external users. External users include lenders, government authorities, tax authorities, general public, customers, and even suppliers to some extent. Accounting information is shared with external users typically in the form of financial statements that you might have seen in the annual reports. Lenders need accounting information to make sure that they will be paid back for the loan that they have extended to the business. Government and regulatory agencies need financial data to decide and calculate the tax that has to be paid by the business. Regulators also use the financial data to assess correctness of accounting information in order to safeguard the interest of the general public. The general public relies on accounting information to take decisions regarding investments, like whether to buy the shares of a business or to sell the shares or to just hold on to the shares of the business. They might also use financial information to assess the job prospects in that particular company. They could also use it to determine the creditworthiness of the business.